Brian Hilton Motor Group, the big local. Two big locations with the largest range of new and used cars on the coast.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
So I've got this little story. It's been a bit of a mystery in our home for a couple of weeks now, but yeah. The mystery has been solved. So
Hallelujah.
My AirPods went missing, and that's not, super annoying. And they're tiny, you know, they come in the little case.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty diligent. Like I always put, I take them out of my ears and I put them back in the case. I usually put the case on the charger, and the charger's in the living room. I have like a little communal charging system station, and they went missing. And I, at first, of course, got angry at Glenn, passively, aggressively. I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
You know, it was just.
He reminds me of
a survivor.
An AirPod stealer.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah,
I look at him and I'm going.
Of AirPod
I look at him and I'm going.
Yeah, AirPod thief.
You'd knock off AirPods.
I eventually asked him about it and I said, have you seen my AirPods? Because they've gone MIA. And he's like, no, I've definitely got mine.
Is that
mine.
When you put your fingers, his fingers in a vice? Exactly.
Come on. No, come on.
Tell the truth.
I need the truth. Or you're going to lose a finger.
Light in the face.
So, no, he was like, no, I haven't seen yours. And I'm like, they're not in my gym bag. I did all the checks.
Yeah.
They're not here. They're not there. I've looked everywhere. And so that was sort of it. And then I brought it up the other day. We were sitting at the at our little dining table and Henry was at the table. And I was like, I still cannot find those AirPods. And it's really annoying me. It's frustrating because I'm pretty good at stuff. Like I lose my keys all the time. But AirPods, I'm really diligent at. And all of a sudden, Henry just hops off his chair. And just walks outside. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, where's he going? What's he doing? And then, and he didn't say anything. He comes back in the house with, he has this like giant, not giant, but like a, he's got like a Batman monster truck. It's the Batmobile, but as a monster truck. Remote control, goes in the water, goes on the sand at the beach. It's cool. It's a great toy. So he brings the monster truck into the house and he knows it's an outside toy. And I'm like, buddy, what are you doing with the monster truck? And without saying a word, Paddy, he just looks at me and he lifts the lid up and my AirPods were in the Batman monster truck. And I'm like, well, how long have they been there for? And then
outside.
He's like, I was hiding them from you, Mum. I'm like,
see?
Thanks for returning them.
Nothing will get in between a kid and his mother, a boy
Seriously?
And his mother.
Not even AirPods. I know. I found it funny. Glenn's like, you're grounded.
The poor little fella. I'm hearing you, though. When they do go missing, wait till they grow older like my boy Cal. He's already taken two pairs. I'm on to my third pair. So, it will happen, Mazzy.
Paddy and Maz.
The podcast.
You search something. Oh, you search something to do.
It's because they're listening to
they
us.
They are, and they are listening.
They are listening.
And Siri is listening too, but she sometimes doesn't hear everything correctly. You know how sometimes you can go send a message, you can voice it and send the message?
Yeah.
Well, the other, it must have been Sunday night because Cal, my boy, Cal, he's in Slubbo working. In Dubbo. I call it Slubbo.
My in-laws live in Dubbo.
Oh, apologies to them.
They're
I love
listening.
That place.
They're not listening.
God, I can't wait to get back there again. Oh, the last time I got there.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's good for
but
us.
But anyway, so he's in Slubbo and he texts me and then I went to text him back. But I didn't text him, but the voice message.
Oh, it started
Siri,
recording you.
And I didn't realise until yesterday because I went to text Cal a message as well. But this is what it recorded on Sunday night at home.
So it's sort of like dictating what you're saying. You're dictating to Siri.
Yeah, everything around. Like,
oh,
and it must have been listening to the TV.
That's so funny.
Cursed me. Hanny was there. And it went, you should only have peacock, Ma. Should not fall straight because Kathleen does keep your bloody mum and Ben at all out of the oven. I'm so sorry for your good luck, dear mate, for 7 weeks over there. Got engaged as well. Say something different, okay? Then, oh, my God, is a lesbian? Liam said she was lesbian. Lesbian weird was a friend. And I'm there. Where?
Oh
where did
God.
Siri hear that from?
That is hilarious.
And just go. And
what
curse,
were you talking about?
I do not know. That is a thing. And I'm going to speak to Siri this afternoon to find out what I was talking about and what movie was I watching. But you just go, it's weird, isn't it? We've got it up on our socials. You go, how does it do that?
But thankfully it didn't send. Imagine if you sent that to Cal and he's got this message and he's like, who's a lesbian? What's going on?
Callum's going, your dad was mad, but I tell you what, he's going over the edge now.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Good morning to the team at Brian Hilton, the Motor Group. Is the home of Skoda on the Central Coast and home of Eric the Great.
It's true. Mm-hmm. And if you're in the market for a new car, make sure you start at the new Skoda showroom at Brian Hilton Motor Group in North Gosford there.
Every Skoda comes with Euro styling, top warranty, prepaid service options, guaranteed future value and more, and a signed autographed picture of Eric the Great.
And that really is priceless.
Oh, God, because there's big cardboard cutouts all throughout Brian Hilton of Eric the Great.
Mm. Yeah, and as there should be. Mm. Make sure you visit the
gorgeous
home of Skoda.
Is. God, he's gorgeous.
On the Central Coast at Brian Hilton Skoda in North Gosford.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
You know, I did get attacked by Maggies. I used to get attacked by Maggies riding my bike to footy training all the time.
Oh, did you?
Because that's what we're just talking about.
You look like the kind, like when I first met you, I was like, I reckon he's been attacked by a few magpies. And it's just a vibe you give off.
And I'd laugh when other people got attacked. I know I shouldn't have, but we did. Oh, is that wrong?
If you see, because birds can be a little bit hectic. And if you see somebody that's got a slight bird phobia getting attacked by a bird, if you film that look, that would get a run on Funniest Home Videos.
Because we're looking at the dingoes that have been attacking everyone.
A couple of tourists have been, attacked, but it's not quite mauled, but they've just had, there's been a couple of incidents with a few dingoes and we thought 133353, when have you been attacked by an animal?
Never feed them. Hey, Lucette.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. Animals attack, what happened?
I grew up in country New South Wales on a farm and I was only about maybe 7 and my dad was marking young pigs and the mother pig heard the baby squealing. It come racing over and one of dad's friends seen it coming and so he come to the fence and grabbed me, but the pig nipped me on the butt.
Oh, yeah, on your bum.
Yeah. I was like, about 7 and, 2 foot nothing.
Did you get stitches?
No, it didn't. It just sort of pulled the skin, but I didn't need stitches. But, I had a sore butt and had to lay on my back.
For a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Attacked by a pig.
Yeah.
It was scary.
I bet it was. Pig
bite
to the bum.
God, yeah. We've got Benny from Bluehaven. G'day, Benny.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Benny.
Good, mate. This is the good Benny from Bluehaven.
I can tell the difference.
Attacked by animals. What happened, Benny?
Well, I mean, I've been bitten by dogs 3 times before. I mean, I still love dogs. I mean, I nearly lost a finger when I was 10. I've been bitten riding a bike. But you've got to really feel for the tourists who were attacked, because when people think Australia, they think crocodiles, venomous snakes, sharks, spiders, all these dangerous animals. It's like, we've had Mick Fanning nearly get attacked by a shark. We've got Steve Irwin, who used to wrangle crocodiles and snakes. And these tourists are going to go home and these people are going to be like, oh, so did you fight a kangaroo? Did you red-bellied black snakes? And they're going to go, we were attacked by an overgrown wild dog.
You've got to add in funnel webs.
I know, why do people come here on holiday? Now that you've said it, Ben, I'm really confused as to why we're such a hot tourist spot.
Ben is not the ambassador for Australian tourism.
Not at all.
Are you listening? But you've got
visit
a good...
Visit Australia.
Yeah, visit Australia. You've got a good point, Benny. Benny, Lucette, Pete, you're on to the draw for $250 to spend at the Wyong Leagues Group. 7 great venues too, Mazzy.
Oh, that's right. And that's for our Caller of the Week prize, which we will draw on Friday.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Barnaby Joyce, former national leader Barnaby Joyce. Look, he was in Canberra. I think it was Wednesday night. You may have seen the video.
It was Wednesday night. So just a casual Wednesday, low-key Wednesday in Canberra.
About 11:30 at night. And anyway, he was sitting on a planter box, allegedly. Then he fell off and he was just lying there. So what he thought, he said...
He's on the phone.
And he's on the phone. He's swearing like a trooper, as you would if you've just fallen off the planter box, 11:30 at night. And then someone comes along and starts filming. They go, geez, that looks like Barnaby lying on his back. on the phone.
Caught on camera.
Caught on camera. They put it up on, I think, news.com.au.
Oh, it's everywhere. It's so embarrassing.
Now, Barnaby said he was feeling the effects of mixing medicine with alcohol.
Well, you should never do that, mate.
Oh, when you fell off the planter box. Never sit on a planter box if you've been drinking and you've got medicine as well.
I would say never sit on a planter box. Full stop. Full stop. They're not for you. They're for the plants.
So this morning
we're
looking, when have you done a Barnaby? Maybe I love the story of falling into a hedge as well. Yeah, like you didn't fall into a hedge, but that's just as funny.
Any story when you've been on the terps and you land in a bush.
Yeah.
We don't endorse this behaviour at all.
But if it's good enough for Barney, it's good enough for us.
But it's fun to talk about after the incident, isn't it?
Like
I'm sure he's having a laugh about it now. Maybe.
Now, Zachy, producer Zach, you were saying with one of your mates at Kingaroy, what happened there?
Yeah, so the McDonald's is right across the road from the pub. So when the pub shuts, everyone goes to Macca's.
Sure.
We walk through the drive-thru.
Classic.
And there's a hedge on the corner of the drive-thru. And my mate thought it would be a funny idea to jump into this hedge, but there was a metal fence that ran through the middle of it.
Oh, God.
Like a little short one. And he didn't see it. And
he's a Barnaby.
What happened to his head? Is his head okay?
He split it a little bit.
See, that's what happened.
A couple stitches.
Oh, we've all done
it.
He had a mixed stitch.
All guilty. Oh, I still remember outside this nightclub at Caxton Street in Brisbane. I think I had,
couple of fresh lemonades.
Yeah, I think it was fresh lemonades and medicine. And I'm sitting there on the gutter. I said to my mate, Paul, I said, I'm just going to lie down here.
You just had a lie down in the gutter?
Had a lie down in the gutter. And I thought to myself, Dad would be so proud.
That was the effects of the medicine.
Oh, I think that may have been. I think that was the effects. Yeah, it has happened to all of us.
It happens to all of us, myself included. I have many stories, but this is why I'm sober these days, guys. Haven't had a drink for 9 years. But when I remember at Schoolies Week, which was a bit of fun up at Airlie Beach there, I went with the girls and I stood on, like we stayed at this complex that had a pool and there was a ledge and I stood on the ledge, but my balance wasn't quite as great as I thought it was going to be. Yep. And so I toppled over the ledge and I landed in a tree.
Oh, you landed in a palm tree.
I landed in a palm tree.
Oh, brilliant.
My friends just saw me disappear over the ledge and they didn't know how big the drop was. Neither did I. But the palm tree broke my fall. So I was fine. Yeah.
See, it does happen.
It happens to the best of us, guys.
133-53 Steve Mulher and I hope you call with your story. You've told me and it's very funny. As we said, one caller, that's all we need to be successful. 133-53
Yep. When did you do a Barnaby? Peter in your minor, hello.
How you going?
Yeah, not bad. When did you do a Barnaby, mate?
Morning at Christmas time. We're walking down the streets from your minor, just down to the beach, and now all the family walking down there. I've had a few. Seeing Christmas carols, the family, I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I've gone down Rudolph, mate, straight away.
Oh, you just fell over?
Yeah, I fell over flat in my face.
Oh, no.
Very, very handy.
Yeah, was the footpath raised or it was?
I sort of stepped down a gutter, you know what I mean?
Oh, you stepped down a gutter and then boom, over.
They're tricky, those gutters. Shame on the Central Coast Council for not fixing that up.
Exactly.
There should be. There should be more warnings when you do come to a gutter that you've got to step down because, you know, the age-old trick of.
Oh, yeah, that step.
That's a very hard fall, mate. So the concrete is pretty hard.
Well, Peter, I'm glad you survived to tell the story, my friend.
Thank you.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Well, Matteo Bocelli, I should say, he is the son of the world's most famous tenor.
Is that Andre Bocelli?
Andre, yes.
I know the name.
Well, Matteo has said that his dad tried to talk him out of following in his footsteps.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Matteo, the son of Andre, said his dad warned him of the many challenges he could face in the music industry and initially hoped he would pursue fields like medicine or economics. And, of course, now, as I said, Matteo's in Sydney doing a night with Matteo, and here they are in the background singing for us.
Oh, so he's a singer.
He's a singer, yeah. Would love to know this morning. I can sing.
Oh, gee, that sounds beautiful. Non c'è luce in una stanza
quando manca il sole. That's father and son.
Are they just counting?
Don't know. If I knew Italian, I'd be able to tell you. But Would love to know, did you follow in your dad's footsteps?
In your who? In your
fads.
In your fads.
Dad's
in your father's footsteps. Oh, yes, a chip off the old block.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Do you do what your dad did?
Yeah, like my dad went to prison. My brother Johnny did as well. Well done. No, he didn't. That was just a joke. That's just a joke. But like, even like, oh no, Pudsey, his son Mason. Became a plumber.
There's a lot of father-son businesses out
there. Exactly, there are.
Okay.
1333. Oh, what about Billy James, the painter? 1333.
Is that a family business?
Three generations of painters.
There you go.
1333. Did you follow in your dad's footsteps? Melissa, good morning.
Hi, Melissa.
Good morning.
Did you follow in your dad's footsteps?
My brothers did.
Oh, your brother. Okay, what was your dad?
Royal fencer.
A fencer.
Yeah,
like a fencer as in with a sword?
The sport.
Or a fencer as in putting up the palings?
Putting up the fences.
Putting up fences.
Like farm fences.
Oh, farm fences. And so the sons
royal
did
it. Fences.
Were they called them royal fences?
Yeah, royal fences,
I didn't know that.
Didn't know that. So how many of the lads are rural fencers? How many of the lads did that, Melissa?
Two
of them.
There you go.
And we've got Billy James, the painter from your minor. G'day, Billy, or Woy Woy. Hello, mate.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Now, not too bad. Now, what generation painter are you, buddy?
I'm the second generation painter.
Second generation.
There you go.
And your son?
I was a butcher for 11 years and then gave up the knives to pick up the brush with dad.
Did you really?
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mate, your son's name is Billy?
Yeah, my eldest son's name's William, then I've got Jacob and my little daughter, Ivy.
Right, okay. Now, will your eldest son, do you reckon he'll pick up the brushes?
Yeah, are you passing on the paintbrush?
No, I'm trying to push him to be a tiler or something worth a bit more money than painting.
Okay. You're a good dad. All right, son, don't do what I did.
We've had him on a few jobs. He goes all right. So.
Okay. Oh, good stuff, mate.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Look, something new is happening here at Triple M, and it's this.
If you think Paddy and Maz had great ideas all the time,
you'd probably be wrong.
It's now time for the Wheel of Wishful Thinking.
Yeah. Did we pass this by anyone? No, we didn't, did we? No.
I sometimes think that asking for forgiveness is more efficient than asking for permission.
Very, very much so.
So let's do this.
Now, what the wheel is, and we'll be doing this maybe once a week, because we have ideas every now and again. We've come up with some great ones so far this year that just haven't got the tick of approval, like finding the fish for $50,000. That was given
no-no. I didn't love the idea. I'm not a fisher person.
Tagging a fish and letting it in Brisbane water.
And then someone, if you catch it, then also if you don't catch it, and what if no one ever catches it? What if somebody in New Zealand catches it?
All right, okay. Ugliest feet. We said, what about that proposal for the ugliest feet in the promo meeting?
It got shut down.
Shut down hard. Fly to Las Vegas for the opening NRL match. How did that go?
That idea got shut down. Yeah.
So what we're doing, we're putting all these ideas on the wheel. We're going to spin it, and then we're going to get your thoughts.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of ideas there that haven't really made it. So we thought, let's give a segment where we can give those little not so amazing ideas a bit of time to shine
on
the show.
You, as the listener, could ring and say, I think the ugliest feet comp is a great idea and I would participate in it. Or I think you should tag a fish for $50,000.
I think Garmin already did that, though, so I don't think we can do that one.
Okay, now, this morning on the wheel of wishful thinking, it has landed on. Okay. It was a topic. Okay. Now, Maz is laughing. We were sitting down a couple of weeks ago.
I remember the exact moment this idea happened.
And the topic was, when was the last time you ate a Mars bar? So that is what the wheel of wishful thinking is about. So.
That's funny.
This is how we can get away with this
stuff. We were sitting in the kitchen and there's a bowl of little mini fun-sized Mars bars, and Paddy just sits down and just grabs one. He's like, when was the last time you had a Mars bar? And I'm like, stick that on the wheel. That's a topic for the wheel right there.
133353, because you don't go away empty-handed either in this illustrious competition. We've got double passes to see Bob Marley, One Love Movie.
Yeah, we'll send you to the movies for your trouble.
That's Event Cinemas at Tuggerah. It starts on Valentine's Day, which is the 14th.
That's true.
So,
2 weeks
honestly,
away.
Just one caller to be successful, please. Okay. Otherwise, this wheel will never be dragged out again.
So here is the question that we'd love your answer to on 133353. When was the last time you had a Mars bar?
Yeah, bloody brilliant, man. Jeez, I tell you what. This is quality. This is really quality, Maz. And maybe, what about a deep-fried Mars bar? Do they do those on the Central
that
Coast?
That would count.
If they do.
I'm sure we can find one.
Yeah, call 133353. It's Paddy and Maz's Wheel of Wishful Thinking. We've got a caller. We only need one caller for this game to be successful.
That's correct.
Paddy and Maz's Wheel of Wishful Thinking. And the question on the wheel was, when was the last time you had a Mars bar?
Nugget in Killarney Vale. Hey, Nugget.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, mate? That's a pretty ridiculous question.
No. When the big issues on the Central Coast, mate, need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Maz, Nug.
They always do, mate. Yeah. Mars bar. My last time I had a Mars bar?
Yeah.
About a year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago? That long
ago? How come?
Yeah, seriously, and I stole it off one of the kids.
Oh, it gets worse, this story. Yeah. Oh, Mazzy.
But it wasn't around Halloween time, was it?
Nah,
you weren't stealing their candy.
Trick, no, 100% correct. My stepson, Jackson, he sort of put it aside because it's what he wanted to eat, and he didn't get to it.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, Nug, the Mars bar is not your weapon of choice?
No, a Violet Crumble is my weapon of choice.
Oh, a Violet Crumble, okay.
Can I ask a question?
Put that on the board, weapon of choice when it comes to chocolates.
With the stealing of the child's chocolate, have you replaced it? Did you tell Jackson? Like, how did that conversation go? Or do you just pretend it never happened?
No, I told him. I just said, mate, I ate your Mars bar. I said, whether you like it. You know, whether you like it or not, go on.
Okay. Another question on this very important subject. Do you like your Mars bar cold from the fridge or room temperature?
Room temperature.
Right. Okay, then.
Oh, Nugget. Right. I'm sorry. Yeah. We're going to have to let you go.
That's another major issue, isn't it?
Yeah, that was the wrong answer.
What about, have you tried a deep fried Mars bar?
I've tried a deep fried Mars bar at Southwest Rocks.
Yeah,
have
you really? What were they like?
Yeah. I thought it was absolutely terrible.
Terrible. Okay. Well, who said this segment would never work?
Everyone. Everyone said it wouldn't work.
A double pass to Bob Marley, One Love Movie, Nuggy. That is yours, mate. And hopefully do they sell Mars bars at the movies? I don't think they do.
Surely they sell the Mars bar at the movies.
Sure.
Nugget,
I'm
just
not sure.
Steal another one of Jackson's on your way to the movies.
Well, that could be on the card.
Thanks, Nug.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Okay. I have a story to share. I have permission to share this story. So Glenn was telling me this yesterday, that he got a phone call from his dad, and his dad was like, hey, mate, I got a pretty inappropriate message from your son, and it's not Henry, it's Glenn's other son, Jake, that we're talking about here.
Oh, right, okay.
And Glenn was like, oh, dad, like.
So his grandfather.
Granddad. Jake's granddad. How have you been communicating with Jake? Because he's only just gotten a phone. And
what's Jakey, 12?
He's 12, yeah, in high school. And so his dad goes, well, I don't know what Telegraph is, but apparently Telegraph is like a WhatsApp type of messaging platform. It's just one of the other platforms.
Thought it was a newspaper.
And it wasn't the newspaper. And so
Telegraph.
Glenn's dad said, oh, so I saw Jake's name pop up on Telegraph. And Glenn's like, what's Telegraph? And he's like, it's a messaging service. And so, and because he's got a phone, we were like, oh, he's probably on it. Like, once a kid gets a phone, they're on Instagram, they're on TikTok, he's on the things, he's messaging, and he's like, of course, he's probably on Telegraph. So Glenn's dad messaged Jake on Telegraph and said, hello, Jake, what are you doing? And the message that came back was this, trying to get them nudes. Now, first of all, just to explain that Glenn's dad, God love him, is very, very conservative and very, very religious. And so to hear that sentence come out of that man's mouth is possibly the funniest thing that's ever happened in our relationship, trying to get them nudes. And then at one point, Glenn is thinking, oh, my God, Jake, what have you done? Like, that's so inappropriate. And, like, what are we doing with, like, and then Glenn went, hang on, Dad, have you got Jake's new number or his old number? And what happened when he had a watch before? He had like a space watch. And when we switched him over to the phone, they gave him a new number.
So someone eventually will get that old number.
It's already happened. So right. So what we've done a little bit of investigative work, and we've realised that the number that Glenn's dad has in his phone under his grandson's name is not actually his grandson's number anymore because right. he hasn't updated the number. So for a hot second, we were just like,
so your granddad has texted his number. Text this number. Whoever's on the
his grandson.
And so whoever's on the other end saying, I'm going
to
play
the nudes, yeah. Not realizing that it's Glenn's dad. Oh my God, what an absolute palaver. But we got to the bottom of it, and thankfully, like, no one's in trouble. It's just a really, really funny story.
Oh, that is so good. Imagine if he said, the body's in the back, and get some lime.
Can you imagine? Oh, jeez.
Trying to get them nudes. So what was the question that your granddad...
What are you up to?
What are you up to trying to get them nudes?
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
And we had our big bonding day at the Australian Reptile Park we did here from Central Coast Radio /Triple M. And I finally found out what everyone's name was. It was so bloody good.
When it's only because we all wore name tags.
It was so good.
It was really good.
Julie? And
so
I go up.
It's not just our team. There's there's a sales team. There's people who work in IT and technology and creative. So it was the whole sort of staff were all there, all together at the Reptile Park. And it was fantastic.
It was really fun.
We had a really good time. Good. There was some trivia. We had to identify which poo was from
we
which
examined
animal.
Poo.
That was fun.
Oh, that was wrong when Zach got on the table. I just thought, our producer. Yeah, I mean, mate.
Inappropriate, Zach.
Come on. It was from the animals
of
the Australian Reptile Park. And we just going,
it's so embarrassing.
But one thing that was quite embarrassing, because I'm not a fan of snakes. Well, I just don't like snakes.
Who is?
Spiders. You know what? I can handle a spider, Mazzy. No problems whatsoever.
But touching a spider? I don't want to touch a spider.
Oh, I don't want to touch a spider. You know, I want to put my foot on the bar. Ludger. But they called you and I. You and I had to go, and they had this massive snake.
They bought this
snake. I've never held such a big snake in my life.
Well, first of all, this lovely chap who worked at the Reptile Park carried over this thing in this giant pillowcase.
I knew it was a snake.
We were all like, obviously, that's a snake.
That's not a sander sack.
That's not a wallaby.
No.
Like, we get that that's not something cute and furry that we're going to get to touch.
They ripped out this ginormous snake.
Oh, my gosh. When they took the snake out of the pillowcase, I was like, I did not expect it to be that giant.
And they said, we need two volunteers, Paddy and Maz. And you just go, come on.
Of course we get called up because,
they just
want to.
Because people hate us around here. That's the only thing, the only reason we got called up.
I'm not going to lie, I wasn't super excited about it. Like, I don't need, I'm good. I was like, I'm good.
Anyway, they made us and put this rotten snake around Mazzy and on his neck.
How tall was this thing? Like,
it was taller than you. If I stood on your shoulders.
Taller than that. Yeah,
way, way, way taller than that. And this is what happened.
Oh, my God, it's so heavy.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that all right for your back?
Yeah, it's the head that I'm worried about.
It's really moving. Look.
Oh. I really like it. Okay. Go to Maz. Can you get away
from it? Is it happening? It's happening, yeah.
I just hate snakes. That's all.
Don't say that while
I'm snake.
Does she have
I love snakes.
This is kiss. Yeah, because of her kiss situation.
Oh, yeah. Are we done? Are we good now?
And the thing was, this snake, because you held the tail, and I had to hold where the head was, and it kept bringing its head up to my throat.
Face, yeah.
And I'm there, oh, God.
I know.
Anyway.
It was a good experience.
Very
I'm going to put it down to where we were given an opportunity.
And we
took it, and I think that's the right attitude in life.
And if you're a Central Coast business or a company, whatever, and you want a team bonding day, go up to the Australian Reptile Park. It was really good. We
it
had
was
lunch
really
after and all that sort of stuff. It was really good.
It was
and thanks
good
to all the crew who looked after. I saw Ranger Mick up there.
Everyone there is so fantastic. And I did learn, I learned a bit of new stuff, which was cool.
Exactly.
If you want to see the video of Paddy's face with, when we had the snake around our shoulders, is probably the best bit ever. It's on our socials. Go and check it out.
Mm.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
Now, Mazzy, a little bit of a game show for you before you do your apology on your little soapbox there. So he's the highest paid banking executive in Australia.
Yeah.
And it seems his name's
Is
Nicholas.
It a male? Is it a man?
It's a man.
Does he work for one of the big four?
Macquarie Group. Oh, no, Macquarie Group. He's their star performer. He wants to move on to greener pastures, right? He's head of commodities and global markets division. Why wasn't he my dad? I want to know. How much does he earn a year?
Okay, so he, what's his title again?
Head of Commodities and Global Markets Division. He earns what a year? Have a guess, Mazzy.
Like, it's got to be a few $100,000.
Oh, no, higher.
Like, not $500,000?
Oh, way higher.
That sounds ridiculous.
Higher.
So what are you on? You're on about 1.2 mil here, aren't
1.5
you?
1.5.
We're on 1.5. Is it higher than your salary?
Yes.
Are you joking? $1.5 million.
Oh, it's
heaps higher.
Yes.
Oh.
10, 20.
No.
Yes.
No.
Go on, have a guess.
As a salary?
Yes. Have a guess how much.
Like,
and that's with his bonuses and all that sort of stuff.
$25 million.
No.
What?
Higher.
$30 million.
Higher.
40.
Higher.
No, I don't believe you.
$57.6 million a year.
So they
say the highest paid banking executive in Australia, earning a whopping $57.6 mil. Yep.
And do you know what? This is my guess. If you had a conversation with old mate and you said, oh, hey, what do you do? I don't reckon he could tell you in a succinct sentence what his job was.
Sounds like me.
No, yours is easy. Let's talk on the radio.
Now, 57.6 million. Hopefully that doesn't make you feel bad.
That's
now, get on,
outrageous.
Get on that box. Go on, get
I'm
up
on
and
the
apologise.
I know I don't look any taller, but I'm standing on a box. I do need to issue, and this is very serious. I felt terrible. I actually felt really, really bad that I said this on the show yesterday. So at the end of the show, we do a Did You Know segment where we go through celebrity birthdays and just, you know, things that have happened on that day.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that it was somebody's birthday in that segment. Have we got the audio that moment?
This is just, this is cringy,
So bad. It's Jerry Springer's 80th birthday today as well.
Jerry.
He's still kicking.
Yeah.
Now.
No, he's not.
Apologies. Yeah. Jerry Springer passed away last year.
Yeah,
and I just didn't remember that that had happened. And so he's not alive and kicking.
Yeah.
He's very much dead.
No,
and I'm very sorry for saying that he was 80 because he's obviously not
dead.
Any older
no, he's
because
dead.
He's died.
Dead, yeah.
So I'm really, very spraying up.
I don't think he's going to ring up and complain.
No, he's not.
But a few people have complained, other things about your chicken. Right. But there's another one.
I am so sorry. What? Another apology?
Yeah, about this chicken.
Good, 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 good. Why'd you do that? Good, 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 good.
So you got the chicken?
Good, 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 good. Where are you getting this audio from?
Don't know.
I don't remember making that sound. Oh, gosh.
So any more apologies? None to go.
Oh, no.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
I saw this on Instagram and I've saved it for today because it definitely needs some airtime. Are you guys a cards playing family?
Look, not really, but I have had one or two games of what we're going to talk about.
Uno. I call it Uno. Others call it Uno. I don't really care what you call it. It's one of the best card games for a family ever.
I haven't played Uno since March last year, so.
It's a very specific time that you played it last year. Any reason?
We were up the Gold Coast. It was a family holiday. So we're over the Gold Coast. So
every March, the Gerards get around a table and they crack out a game of Uno.
It was after the 20th. It was late March too, so it's been a year. When was the last time you played Uno?
We played all the time. We actually have Uno Flip, which is the double set. Anyway, that's a whole other thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just focus on the OG Uno right now because Uno itself, the company, has officially confirmed a rule. And I want to know on 133353 what house rules people play with and if there's a variety and if you're going to get on board with what Uno have said. So Uno have said, officially confirming, that you cannot play a draw two on top of another draw two.
Now, explain to the uninitiated, a draw two on a draw two.
So if we're playing Uno and I lay a draw two and Paddy's next, in my house, if you have a draw two, instead of drawing two cards, you can put a draw two on the draw two and the next person has to draw four and so on and so forth with only draw two cards of any colour. And you know, we're saying, nope, that's not a rule, Maz. Sorry. If somebody puts a draw two down,
right,
the next person has to draw two, and that's their only play.
Oh, it's the only play
they can do.
That's right.
You can't do a draw two on a draw two. And we do the same for a draw four. If someone has a draw four, and usually Glenn will be the person that will put a draw four on a draw four, because it's just mean.
Does the next person have to pick up eight?
Correct. Yes. I know, you don't want to play Uno that way.
No, good. Bloody big issues. So the thing is, so Uno's put this statement out.
They're saying you cannot put a draw two on top of a draw two. Sorry.
So you only do one play and that's it?
Yeah, one play, and then you draw your two cards, and then the next person gets to go, and it keeps going around. Okay. And I feel like the house rule that we have, where you can just smash people with a couple of draw twos in a row.
You can do three people and that person got to draw six.
Doesn't that make it more fun? I know sometimes it makes it more vicious. Yeah. And when the kids play, they get upset. But that's all part of learning, guys.
That's exactly right, like trouble.
Do you know how many times I've said to Henry, life isn't fair when we've been playing Uno?
So pick up eight, kid. But Mum, I'm only four. Don't worry, pick up eight. Now, do you agree with the rules from Uno?
Well, now that they've said that this is the rule, are you going to change the way you play?
Of course you would. It's like pool. You know, go to everyone's house. If you play pool, everyone's got different rules.
You've got your house rules. You stick to your house rules.
No, our rules. And they tell you what the rules are before you play. See, that's the thing.
Okay.
You must tell what rules are in place before you have this game of Uno. Are you a Uno fan? Would love to know. What do you think of the rules? And do you have your own rules? Because you know how some people incorporate their own rules into
some
these.
Some people have some some hectic rules. I'd love to hear about them on 1-333-53. Shane in Empire Bay, what are your Uno rules, buddy?
Mate, I reckon you could pile on at least 16 before it becomes a problem, Maz. I totally agree with you. Draw four. If everyone's got a draw four and you started it, you'd be pretty ticked off for it to come back to you.
What about the draw two?
Go on, Penny, sorry.
Will you implement that into your home Uno game?
Oh, 100%, mate. We used to play a lot when we go, on holidays and it rains and stuff. So, yeah, Uno's a great game. But what makes it more interesting when you need four hands to hold your cards?
I tend to agree with you, Shane. I don't think, even though Uno have said you can't put a draw two on a draw two, I still think we will be implementing that when we play at home.
Yeah, what do they know? They just invented the game. We can butcher it every way we want, mate.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you, mate.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
So I mentioned this on the show last week, that my pipe dream with Glenn, my husband, is to maybe one day, maybe in a decade or so, this isn't for right now,
no,
to have a bit of land.
But you're working with me.
Yeah, sure, doing the hard yards right now. But when I'm out of this mess, hopefully one day we could afford a little patch of dirt somewhere and have some animals. Now, we already have a dog, Happy.
On your Happy.
Our Kelpie cross cavoodle. We've got four chooks. Yeah. So our chickens' names are Frizzle, Superman, Lady Hawk and Banana. They're our chickens who just roam around in the backyard. They're free range.
Wait till Christmas, guys.
No, they are our pets. We will not be eating them. I have had to have this conversation with Henry, my four-year-old, because we were eating chicken once. And he was like, Mum, is this chicken like those chickens?
Does he ask about their cousins in the supermarket?
except they're our pets, so we're not going to kill them.
It's a big difference. There's a big difference.
So we've got chickens and we've got a dog, and we would like to expand our family of animals down the track. And I did say that I'd love to have a mini hobby farm where all the animals were miniatures.
To make you look tall.
To make me feel like a giant. Yeah. But they're just easier to keep when they're smaller.
And they can come in the house too.
And so that means, thank you for saying that, because I have stumbled across a breed of cow that has been manufactured for this exact reason. Here's some audio explaining it.
Introducing mini cows, the newest trendy pet breed. Unleashing a wave of cuteness, these adorable creatures are captivating hearts and turning heads with their irresistible allure and manageable size. Originating from various breeds, mini cows are selectively bred for smaller sizes while retaining the delightful features of their larger counterparts.
Do they have mini goats? Does anyone have mini? I'm sure mini goats.
They have pygmy goats.
They do have pygmy goats.
And we will get some on the farm. But the miniature cow, this could be a house cow. Yeah. This cow is tiny. And so cute. How cute. I'm showing Patty a photo. Yeah. Aren't they the cutest things you've ever seen in your life?
You could have them in your bed.
We could get a house cow at the end of our bed. Oh, all of my dreams are coming true. Yeah. I can't believe this even exists.
Do they have anyone on Mini Cow on the Central Coast would love to know on the Mini Cow hotline?
I think miniature cows.
Are they big in Australia, Mazzy?
No, they're miniature.
No, are they? That was a wrong choice of words.
Are they popular?
Are they popular, yes.
I don't know yet. Yeah. I'm happy to take calls. 1-3-3-5-3. Yeah. If you want to talk miniature animals in general,
yeah.
Or mini cows, if there is somebody on the coast that's breeding mini cows, sign me up.
Because Sean from Jillaby, he's got the alpacas, but I don't think he's got the mini ones.
We need just to get onto that.
Yeah, we've got the normal size ones.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
We've got to go back in time. It was a couple of weeks ago because we had the team from Central Coast Virtual Reality Experience come in.
Yes. And now they bought the Central Coast VR to us. They bought the VR headsets and they set us up in one of the studios here.
Yeah.
And the experience that they gave us was a roller coaster experience. So they popped the headset on me first. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of hit record and...
Yeah.
God.
This is embarrassing.
This is so full on, guys.
This is what you'd be subjected to if you sat beside Maz on a roller coaster.
We've got Jason and Riley
from Central Coast VR. We've been giving this away. We've been giving packages away. And you'll find them two locations, Central Coast VR, Virtual Reality, Erin Affair, also Main Street at the entrance. Now, Jace, can you just zip around here with me, buddy? We'll have a quick chat because Maz got her virtual reality goggles on. Producer Zach's got his on.
Yes.
So I'll put mine on very soon.
It's very loud in here.
What's the go here?
So what we're doing here is this is the world's erupted. It's Armageddon. So you guys are going to go in. This is going to be the future of thrill rides. So you're going to be doing a VR roller coaster in the future in Armageddon.
I'm so scared.
So we're going to be doing that.
A roller coaster ride.
Yeah, yeah. Freak out.
Mazzy, I've just had something to eat, and the last time I went to Disneyland, I went on Magic Mountain, and I was spewing for 6 hours. I'm a bit blurry.
Oh, my God.
Does it matter? I'm a bit blurry. Okay, so we're going around. What are you?
Oh, my God.
Mazzy, what are you on?
Yeah,
so... Hey, we're on the same ride. You are not. We're not going on rides at the show, the Gosford show. You are. Oh, you're not coming on.
Oh my God!
You're embarrassing.
It's too much.
You're embarrassed. I've never been embarrassed for me. When does this thing stop, Riley?
Oh, please tell me. Oh my God!
Okay. All right. Okay. I was feeling sick in the guts.
He's looking a bit green.
Honestly, I was feeling sick in the guts. Okay,
oh
so that
God.
Was a, so Jace, holy!
It finished. I'm
you
crying.
You're mental, Maz. You are embarrassing. You've let Central Coast VR down. You let the station down. Most of all, you let yourself down. Well, look, that is so good. Central Coast VR. Yeah, Central Coast VR. Encounter Amazing at the entrance in Erin Affair. Central Coast Virtual Reality Experience. And you know what? It went on. And I'm telling Maz just to shut up.
It was.
You were screaming like a banshee.
The longest roller coaster.
It was. It's so realistic.
Oh, my God. I've gone right back there in my mind and I'm crying again.
And I did have to shut my eyes because I was feeling sick in the guts. It's that realistic.
It is so real. I know that's called virtual reality and that's the whole point, but it is. I was sitting in a chair, but I was on a roller coaster and I felt every dip and it was just wild.
And that's a wrap. If you missed Paddy and Maz this morning, get the show podcast on the Listener app. Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Maz. Driven by Brian Hilton Motor Group, the big local. Two big locations with the largest range of new and used cars on the coast. Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.